Right now it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. And we still have that, I'm calling it pesky now, but it's been a horrible storm. But the hurricane is now threatening more of the southeastern portion of the United States. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. And that also was predicted. Yeah. It's 165 miles to the south of Charleston, South Carolina, 85-mile-per-hour winds, a Cat 1. It will slam into Charleston 2-3 o'clock this afternoon. After that, the rain from Ian will come north and probably affect us tomorrow. But then I think it's going to get shunted to the south of us Sunday, and we should be okay. I don't think Sunday's going to be a beautiful day, but I don't think it's going to be wet. Now, that could change, but we shall see. So sunny today, 60 to 65, and then tonight, partly cloudy, mid-40s. Tomorrow's cloudy, and some light rain is possible. And I think it's going to be light, mid-60s. Cloudy Sunday, mid-60s. Sunny Monday, mid-60s. So the pick of the weekend, as far as I'm concerned, would have to be Sunday because I don't see rain. Otherwise, it's a drippy Saturday. We canceled our plans and the movie shoot for Saturday. So we won't be headed toward the lake. Everything will be postponed until the following weekend.
All right. Well, you know, it's interesting, this hurricane. I did have friends in Florida who, it was funny, they lived on Long Island by the shore when Sandy came by. And it took the government almost 5 years for them to get money to rebuild and everything like that.
Right.
And then they ended up selling that house. And where did they move?
To Florida, and they got hit with another hurricane.
Yes. But thank goodness they weren't. And I mean, they got a little bit of flooding in their area, but that's all. But now the question I'll ask you, with these unbelievable pictures that I'm seeing, has your sister found out how her house made out?
I haven't contacted her, but I did hear from Dan Henry this morning, who lives close to her. And the only thing he told me about Venice, or where she is that the theater collapsed in Venice. And he didn't say much more. He said they did not have major damage in their area and their house. But I'm pretty sure he's still without power. It's still up in the air as to who's working Monday. I'm thinking along the lines that if I'm not going to the lake, he should just continue to take care of his business and I'll work Monday, and then I'll just take that Monday and piggyback it someplace else. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope the best for your sister. I really do. But, you know, I guess it all depends on location, where you are in a certain town.
Yeah, because, you know, Fort Myers and Naples, they are the two areas that really got plowed. And then, of course, Orlando, very, very bad there with the flooding.
And she's close to Naples, right?
She's north of Naples.
Okay.
Yeah, and they still don't know how many fatalities, as you heard President Biden say, it could be substantial. I've heard rumors, hundreds, but so far they're only saying six or seven, and I hope that's the case. But I think the biggest problem in Naples and Fort Myers is that they had a 17, 18 foot storm surge.
You take a look at the before and after pictures of downtown Fort, whatever, what is it? It's completely destroyed. And, yeah. and you know what? And I look at the videos that people posted, and I have to say this, I'm sorry, I'm glad they survived so they could post their videos, but the fools that stayed in their houses, and you see you just wonder to yourself, what is the matter with these people? What are a matter with people when they do this?
Someone asked me, I made a statement yesterday, and I said, you know, the government doesn't put out these warnings for nothing. You know, they put out warnings for a good reason. I said, and especially from the Hurricane Center, these guys are specialists in what they do, you know, with storm surge and the whole bit. They know what they're doing. And 9 out of 10 times, they're more of a right than wrong. I said, and if that were me, I would have gone, and evacuated. And they turned around to me and said, well, did you evacuate with Sandy? I said, no, I didn't evacuate with Sandy because Sandy, number one, wasn't a hurricane. And number two, no one expected the storm surge that storm brought. I said, so one of the reasons I stayed put is because I wanted to be on the air with my clients. And again, it wasn't a hurricane. We knew there was going to be flooding and strong winds, but we didn't expect it to be that bad.
There were no evacuation orders for your area.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Oh, there were?
Okay. Oh, yeah, there was. Yep.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. In this country, evacuation orders are not mandatory. They're warnings, and then you're also told, like they were told in Fort Myers and that whole area, at a certain point, we can't come in and try to help you if you run into trouble. You'd have to wait for the end of the hurricane. But in this country, when your evacuation orders, they're not mandatory.
No, and you know, I remember during Sandy, we had many briefings that we had to be on the phone with the government. All private forecasters. They wanted everybody on the same line. So we had many, many, many conferences and briefings. And I remember what I told people, especially on Long Island. I said, if you decide to stay in a zone that is an evacuation zone, please be sure to put your Social Security numbers on the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have said it any better, you know. And that's what they should have said here, too. You know, if you decide to ride it out, put your Social Security number or your phone number on the bottom of your shoes or feet. Because you're 9 out of 10 times, you're going to wind up, you know, being a fatality. But people just, you know, I know somebody who said they were having this couple of days ago. Said they were going to arrange for a hurricane party. Hmm. I said, oh, really? You know, to me, it's nothing but a slap in the face as a meteorologist, you know, to turn around and say something like that, especially when we're working so hard to forewarn the public and tell them exactly what they have to do to be safe. And, you know, I've been a preacher of these hurricanes for the coast for a long time. And one of the things that has bothered me every year when I used to drive up the Cape is, why are they still building here? And I know it's beautiful. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, being along the shore is a beautiful, beautiful place to live. But it's also dangerous. And a lot of people feel if they can get 25 years out of being there before a hurricane hits and destroys their property, it's well worth it. That's how they look at it. They don't say, if I can get 25 years out of a hurricane not hitting here and not dying, it's worth it. They say, oh, and, you know, and then ruins my property, it's worth it. What about you?
Yeah,
you
right.
got to yeah. evacuate. And I'm sorry, I think Cape Cod, I'm sorry with that, you know, US-6 there. That's a death trap. Especially if you don't know something's coming. You have one lane in and one lane out, forget about it.
Yeah, it's hard when you think about this. I mean, if you have enough income and you retire to Florida, and you have another place to go, and it's one thing, but if you retire to Florida, you sell your house and you sell everything and you move there, you can't get flood insurance in these zones. You can get insurance for like your roof and stuff like, but you can't get flood insurance.
Listen, I had flood insurance back on Long Island.
Yeah.
And my house, the water didn't go into the house, but I was up on slightly on a hill, and the water came to the stoop. Okay? My entire landscaping was underwater. And I put in the claim. The insurance company called, and they said, oh, no, you're only covered for flooding for the contents inside your house, yeah. Not outside. Okay, that's one. So then I applied to FEMA. So we're not giving you any money. What do you mean? No, we don't cover that. Flooding inside the house only. Oh, really? So I've been paying flood insurance all of these years, and I think it was $950 a year extra for flood insurance. And the only way that I'm going to be reimbursed for all the landscaping and everything that was ruined, as if the water came into my house. And because the water didn't, I'm getting zero. Yeah, so I had to take out a loan with the SBA, back then at Sandy, and pay that loan off. And it cost $16,000 to replace the lawn and the landscaping.
I like I said in the last moments here, I have friends who live right on the coast in Jupiter, Florida, and they live in a area, a beautiful condominium area, where it's built with the front and back blow out, and the water will blow through it. So if you get a bad hurricane, you don't have to worry about construction of the outside. And your insurance covers everything on the inside. The only thing you have to worry about is the cost of putting up a front and back wall, and then everything else is covered. That's the type of place they live in.
Interesting.
Which is very smart. But still, it's a roll of the dice. Well, Pat, no roll of the dice for this weekend. You've given us the details.
Yes, and have a nice weekend. Be safe, and I'll more than likely see you Monday.
Okay, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.